Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jack.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. We're also heard on the Christian Sentinel Radio Network, which is the network of our sister Jackie Elnor, which is also on Blog Talk Radio, and you can hear some great people there. Like John Haller, who has the Prophecy Report, and Mike, who has on point preparedness, and Randy Shelton, and Cindy Hartline, and Jackie Elnor has her Scattered Sheep Report there. So there's so many wonderful men and women of God out there. We're plugging along, and also my friend, the professor, Wolf Tracker. He has a great Bible school going on Blog Talk Radio, and the easiest way to find it is to go to Daily Manna from Heaven, and you'll find that Bible school. There's a weekly course there, and they've just finished up with week three, and it's been terrific, really, because we're in such a state today, I think. Everything is in an upheaval, and especially in the church. And we need good, solid Bible teaching. We need to know what's going on. Amen. Of course, ultimately, we're responsible for reading the Word of God for ourselves, because you can't 100% depend on somebody else to tell you what the Bible says. We have pastors, and we have teachers, and we have evangelists, apostles, prophets, but nothing can take the place of the Word of God that you read and you study for yourself. You'll find things there that maybe somebody didn't tell you. And then when some false prophet comes around or some false teacher, you can say, that's not so. And there's so many evil people out there today. The airwaves are just full of them. These false prophets and false teachers and these false shepherds that take advantage of God's people. It's pitiful. The thing is, I can't even believe that people allow it to happen. And I was looking at a video from Maldonado over there in Miami, the snake. And he had Paula White there last week, and they're doing their first fruit scam. And I don't care who it is, Paula White, Rod Parsley, Benny Hinn, whoever it is that tells you that you have to give God a first fruits offering in January, otherwise the rest of the year is not going to be blessed. It's a lie. If Jesus didn't say it, and I never remember reading from Matthew to Revelation, I don't think there's one place, and as a matter of fact, I know for sure there's not one place where Jesus Christ himself ever said that you have to give me a first fruits offering, 1 week's salary, 1 day's salary, 1 month's salary. Can you imagine they were telling people to give 1 month's salary? 1 month. And who are they giving it to? You're giving it to Maldonado, and of course Paula gets her cut. So you're not giving it to God, because what's God going to do with it anyway? Please. But you see the poor lost sheep by the hundreds going up there with their check, believing that somehow when they place the check in the priest's hands, and I have news for Paula and Maldonado and anybody else that wants to call themselves a priest. You're not, just because you call yourself a pastor, when the Bible says we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. And so no pastor could tell you that they have some kind of a magical title that they get from God and they become a holy priest. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. And God doesn't have any hierarchy where he places pastors up above you. He said that he's going to hold people doubly responsible if they misuse the word of God. And there's so much of that going on. So keep your first fruits offering. Keep your tithe. If you want to tithe, that's fine. Tithe. You're not required to tithe. You're required to give. I don't understand why people can't just love each other. Why can't we just care about each other and love each other and bless each other just because we want to bless each other? Why does there always have to be a motive that God's going to give you favor and God's going to give you a new house and God's going to give you a new car and you'll get a hundredfold return? Why? Why does it have to be a motive when the motive should always be love? So don't let anybody else tell you anything besides what the word of God says, because they're liars. And let's listen to 2 Timothy 3. Let's
Chapter
hear
three.
What the word has to say.
This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women. Chapter 3. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works.
Amen to that. And notice there in Timothy, it says that they'll be without natural affection. And that's what we see today in most of these places that they call themselves churches. And the leadership has no natural affection at all for the people. They just look at them like they're some kind of a slot machine that they can pull the lever and out comes the money. It's become just a money thing. And they get bigger and bigger and they get richer and richer. And that's not how God designed the church to be at all, the model that we see today. But I think we're going to see an uprising. I think in the days ahead, we're going to see uprisings all over the place. And people are going to rebel. You can see here now, Hillsong Church, and they've become so rich and abusive to people. Of course, they had the so-called pastor, Carl Lentz, and he was running around with all kind of women. Now, imagine, here's a guy that calls himself a pastor, and he gets up there, I guess, on Sunday night and whatever other nights that he got up there to preach sermons, and he's running around with a woman that's not his wife, and she's a Muslim. She's a Muslim. She doesn't even know Jesus. And he doesn't care about her soul. So why would he care about anybody else in the congregation? He didn't. And he got caught finally, and so they fired him. But apparently there was some kind of shenanigans going on for years with this guy. But when you see false doctrine, you're going to see immorality. You're going to see it. It's one of the side effects of teaching false doctrine. But what do they care? He went and he sold his $1 million home over, it was worth over $1 million, and he moved to California. And he's paying some kind of outrageous rent to live out there. Somebody, some celebrity supposedly is helping him with his rent. But yeah, I mean, the guy needs to get saved. How could you be saved? How could you be saved and you're sleeping with a Muslim when you're supposed to be a Christian? That's not your wife. You don't care about her soul at all. And you're going to tell me you're saved? I don't think so. Some of these people aren't saved. They're not saved. I'm not saying saved people can't sin, because they do. But when it's consistent and it becomes more and more outrageous, then I have to say, how can you be saved, a saved person, and then you commit these atrocities against your brothers and your sisters in the Lord? I don't think so, because most people that are saved, they have a conscience. They have a conscience. So anyway, there's a headline here. Hillsong Church is being sued. And expect to see more and more of this as in the days ahead. $20 million lawsuit. They're being sued from the Wall Street Theater Company because Hillsong rented the theater from them for their weekly Sunday service at a cost of $6,000 a month. This is in New York City. They signed a fresh lease a few months ago before the pandemic hit, and then when the world went sideways, sought to take advantage of the agreement's 120-day termination clause. And you can see this document on a website called Protestia. Protestia. The theater agreed, but the clause to exit the lease was $100,000, which Hillsong refused to pay. Connecticut doesn't have a pandemic-related moratorium. Oh, maybe this wasn't in New York City. Connecticut doesn't have a pandemic-related moratorium on commercial rent payments that many states do, and so Hillsong would be liable for it. The suit alleges that Hillsong acted in an immoral way, yeah, we know that, and also stole electronic equipment from them. Hillsong, Connecticut, made the news a few months ago when their lead pastor, Blaise Robertson, and wife, Desiree Noel Robertson, jumped ship and slinked away to a new church with no formal document being made to the congregation. Meanwhile, back in Australia, owners of a 300-unit apartment complex are suing the church for shoddy construction work being done on their homes. Now, why is the church in the construction business? Oh, dear. Well, keep those tithes and offerings coming in and we'll get richer and richer. Lest you wonder what that has to do with Hillsong, the apartments were built by Sydney Christian Life Center, which is the developer and part of Hillsong's property arm. Oh, dear. I thought that when you're collecting tithes and offerings, you're supposed to use it for the church. No, they use it to get richer and richer. That's what happens all the time. That's what happens all the time. So you can just imagine collecting 10%. And even if you collect 10% from 10 people, if you collect 10% of their income, you're still doing good. But imagine collecting 10% from 1,000 people or 5,000 people and 10,000 people. Then, you just have so much money, you just don't know what to do with it. Of course, you're supposed to be helping people in your congregation and missionaries, but no, they're building apartment complexes and whatever else. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens with this. And I don't think Hillsong's gonna win. I don't think Hillsong's gonna win. I think they'll probably be hit with a lot more lawsuits in the days ahead, along with other thieves and crooks out there. I'm waiting for somebody to file a class action lawsuit against some of these pastors, or so-called pastors, for the way they collect these tithes and offerings, and especially when they promise people favor and they promise them business success. So if it doesn't come through and they don't get what they've been promised, I imagine that some people are going to start filing lawsuits. These are desperate days, and it's going to get even more desperate because as the days go on, now there's a new strain of this horrible virus that's out there, and who knows where this thing came from, but there's several different variants which are not responding to any of the treatments, so they're saying. And so we're not out of the woods in any way, shape, or form with this thing. I'm sorry to say, I know we're all sick of it. We are. But it looks like there's more to come. And I don't know, this new president, what does he think he's going to do? Take a butterfly net and go out they're going to stop this thing? Well, no, they're not going to stop it. They're not going to stop it. They're not going to stop it. And so all these empty promises and all this lying that was going on, we're going to see the repercussions in the days ahead, because you've got the United States Capitol that looks like a war zone over there. Since when do we have to put up an ugly fence around the Capitol building and make Washington, D.C. look like a war zone? This country's existed for over 200 years, and they've never once, with all the protests and all the things that were going on, never once put up a fence, which they want to be protected by a fence, but yet they've stopped construction on the border wall fence. They don't want the citizens of this country to be protected, but they want to be protected in the Capitol. It's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous what's going on. Expect anything to happen. Expect anything to happen. But I think that there's going to be a lot more uprisings. But of course, God is still on the throne. Hallelujah. And we're going to see a lot more judgment. A lot more judgment going on, and I don't care what anybody says. what they're going to do this and they're going to do that. God is a judge. Besides being a merciful and loving God, he's also a judge. And I wouldn't want to be in the hands of an angry God. I fear God. I think we have to have a healthy fear of God. You just can't do whatever you want and expect God to bless you and like he's going to overlook it. He's not. He's not going to overlook it. And there's this crazy, talking about crazy churches, this Bethel church, this, I don't know if he's a pastor or what, but he comes out with this ridiculous statement. And I shudder when I hear people saying, we have to have intimacy with God. You don't have intimacy with God. God is holy. And we shouldn't even use that word when we're talking about any kind of a relationship with God Almighty, a holy and a righteous God. We're supposed to fear God along with knowing that he's a loving heavenly father. But he's not on our level. He's not on our level. And this crazy nut over there comes out with this statement about this song, "The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face." Now I'm going to play this for you. You won't believe this.
Secular song, and I won't sing it because that would, I don't know if the encounter would work, but I really just feel like the Lord is saying these words over us. It's that secular song, "The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face." Many of you will know it. And just where you are, I just want you to again just receive in your heart. It feels like the Lord is going deep right now. These are the words he says over us. "The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and the stars were the gifts you gave to the dark and the endless skies. The first time ever I kissed your mouth," a little bit of Song of Songs for you there, "I felt the earth move in my hand like the trembling heart of a captive bird that was there at my command, my love." Last verse, "And the first time ever I lay with you, I felt your heart so close to mine. And I knew our joy would fill the earth." If this song isn't prophesying, I don't know what is. "And I knew our joy together would fill the earth." Father, right now, we just pray the joy that you and I have, the joy that each one of us have with you, we ask right now, God, that joy would fill the earth.
It's crazy. What is wrong with people? Hard to believe. It is just hard to believe. I expect anything to come out of Bethel, because remember, they're the people that they had the healing rooms. They had rooms where you could go and you could spend days at a time, and they would command this and command that, and you're supposed to come out of there healed. Well, when this coronavirus came, they closed the healing rooms down. I guess they didn't have any healing power for this coronavirus, did they? I'm not saying that God can't heal people. Of course he can heal people, but he doesn't need Bethel, apparently. That was one thing, that was one type of healing that they weren't going to lay hands on people for. They close their healing rooms down. And then they come out with this kind of garbage. Oh, dear. God help us. God help us. Is all I could say. But of course, now they're getting ready to release some of these new vaccines. And I had mentioned before, be very careful with these vaccinations, because the Johnson & Johnson vaccine uses the PER6C cell line, which comes from an aborted baby, and they use that cell line in their vaccination also. I think the one that's coming out of England, I also think it is the AstraZeneca vaccine, but the sad part is the U.S. government was funding the research, was giving these people millions of dollars, even over $1 billion to some of these vaccine makers to develop these vaccines. You would think that if they were going to give all this money to these vaccine makers, that they would say, you can have these grants, you can have this money, but at this time it was supposed to be a pro-life government. The head of the government, anyway, the president, you think that they would have said to them, these vaccines have to be developed ethically. They cannot be tested on, almost all of them were tested using aborted baby cells. And some of them were eventually made with these cells. You think that the president or the head of some of these government agencies would have said, you can have this $500 million, you can have this $1 billion, but you have to develop these vaccines ethically. So, no, that was not a caveat. They didn't demand it. And it should have been done. I think if these vaccine makers wanted these grants and they wanted all these profits, which are going to make tremendous profits, that could have been done, and it wasn't done. And people are going to suffer for it. It's a terrible, terrible thing. And we're going to see the after effects of it for a long, long time. It would be wonderful if we could have leaders that would really take a stand for righteousness, no matter if it cost them elections, if it caused them to lose personal gain, because God sees everything that you do. And maybe in the short term, it might cost you something to stand up for the truth. But eventually, God will reward you when you're a person of integrity and you do things that are pleasing in the sight of God. It might not be pleasing in the sight of man, but if it's pleasing in the sight of God, God will reward you and bless you and keep you. But when you're constantly disobeying God and you're compromising, especially with the word of God and the things of God, God cannot bless that. And you will not be blessed. It might be short-term blessing, but it won't last. We have also the censoring. And of course, I have a Twitter account. And as of Monday, I will be suspending my Twitter account. So if you follow me on Twitter, you can start to follow me on, I set up a Gab account. And I don't really post that much over there. They're having some trouble with their website. I guess they've had so many people that it's kind of hard to do things there. So it hasn't really been totally set up. It is open, but I haven't been posting that many things there. But I decided I was definitely going to go off Twitter because I don't like what they're doing. I don't like the fact that they've allowed some, I guess, pornography and things to go on there, and they haven't taken those people off. So, but anyway, I'm not going to use Twitter anymore. I still am using YouTube, and I have my website, and of course, Blog Talk Radio. They don't censor anybody yet. I hope they never do, but it's a pretty good open platform here. But anyway, Twitter suspends Christian magazine for saying Biden's trans nominee, who he nominated a transsexual, is a man, not a woman. Now, it is a man dressed up as a woman, but you can't say that. No, you can't say that. Oh, dear. People are very, very disturbed. They're very, very disturbed. And so there's been a lot of censorship going on. A lot of censorship. That's okay. Look, they own these as far as this. Now, I'm not saying it's okay to censor people because we have First Amendment rights, or supposedly we do, but when it comes to political things, of course, when we preach the gospel, we're going to preach. We're going to preach until we die. Amen. But the censoring, if they own the company, and it's the government's fault, really, for not clamping down on these monopolies. They've given them way too much power. If that's their view, if that's your view, keep your view. I don't have to be on Twitter. I don't have to be on there. And I don't agree with their views either. But it was a public platform for people to share ideas. So for that, I was there, and I liked looking at some of the other people that I was interested in seeing what they had to say. But I don't need Twitter, and they don't need me, really. They could care less about me. But so I don't have to be on there. And but the thing is, some of these other people that have started, that tried to start other companies as alternatives, they put them out of business. Like, I don't know that much about this one parlor. I think that they wanted you to show your driver's license or something to get on there. Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not showing my driver's license just so I can get on social media. Give me a break. It was like when I called Johnson & Johnson to ask them about their vaccine, and the lady said, "Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?" And she asked me my name. Well, I don't mind giving her my name. I don't care if she knows that I'm calling her. Then she wants my address. I'm like, why do you want my address? So you could send the secret police to my house or what? They posted it on their website that they're using the cell line from an aborted baby. So why are they acting like, who are you for asking us the question? We want your name and address. Can we have your papers, please? I'm like, stop already. It's public information. I was only trying to make sure that the people that were publishing the information had their facts straight. So I'm a fact checker. If I see something, I try always to check it out to make sure if it's correct, so that I don't say the wrong thing. And I don't like to put out the wrong information. I like to make sure that if I'm saying something, I've checked out the facts so that I'm giving people clear and concise information here. But it's a crazy world. So they've managed to take down so many people, and they don't want them to have a voice. I don't know what the answer is going to be eventually if there's alternatives as far as having your own internet, because Google is kicking people off too. And then Amazon is kicking people off, and they won't let them have platforms. They took former President Trump off of YouTube. I think they banned him permanently, banned him from Facebook. I don't know what the alternative is going to be there, because even some of the cable networks where they have OAN and they have Newsmax and some people on Fox, which I don't 100% trust Fox either, but they're saying that they don't want like DirecTV or Spectrum or some of these people that put them on. They don't want them to even put these news broadcasts on. So then what's the alternative then? Do you have to own your own satellite company? Do you have to own your own cable company? Well, I'm sure there's some brainy people out there that can come up with some business ideas where they can provide alternatives. Of course, it's going to take time to develop. And the same thing, it's like Microsoft. Why do we have to have Microsoft everything? Microsoft has to give you Windows, and otherwise you have Apple or you have Chrome, and you can't, there, a lot of programs don't work on Chrome. But why does Microsoft have to have a monopoly on everything, just about? And I don't really want to make Bill Gates any richer than he is. So there's plenty of opportunities out there for people to start their own thing. So then we don't have to put up with this censorship the way it is. And even I think they passed some kind of what's with all these signing all these edicts coming out of the White House. You're going to do this and you're going to do that. And then you can't say China virus anymore. You can't say China virus. They put out some kind of a edict that you can't use that term. I'm going to tell you that you can't use that term. Like, okay, so where did it come from? I'm not 100% sure where it came from. I don't know. I'm sure it did come from China in some form, but how do you infect the whole world with a virus that just came from China? I think there's more to the story. I don't know. I don't know exactly. Of course, I haven't done enough research, but it just seems to me and to any average thinking person is how do you infect the whole world with a virus unless there was something sinister going on somewhere. But of course, the Bible does predict that these things will happen in the end times. And we're certainly seeing it. We are certainly seeing it. But church, we just have to stay strong in the Lord. We have to stay in God's word and try to encourage ourselves in the Lord, because I don't know what's going to happen in the days ahead. It's not looking good. I saw a clip of two Congress people, two women, and they were in the Capitol, and of course they have their offices near each other. And this one woman is yelling and screaming at the other woman, just like when she's standing there. And so then they're going back and forth and having this kind of screaming match. But the one woman was saying, this is how it is now, that they just start screaming at you when you're standing in the hallway. And then everybody's a white supremacist now. Everybody's a white supremacist. I'm like, please stop it. When was the last time you heard of white supremacists really having any kind of riots or whatever? You don't even really see it. I could see at one time, of course, we had the Ku Klux Klan, and I did an interview back in the late 1980s when I did this interview with Tommy Rollins, and I have the cassette tape. I actually put it in my cassette player the other day, but it didn't play. I'm still hoping I could get the information off of there. But I sat down with him. Supposedly, he got saved And he was the former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. And if I could get that interview up, oh, I wish I could play it. But it's an old cassette. Remember when we used cassette tapes? But it's an old cassette. And I even think I have the transcript somewhere. But well, he talked about the fact that they were a military organization. But you don't even really hear about them anymore. And so to compare American citizens to groups out of the Middle East, it's ridiculous. But propaganda is effective, and speech can incite people. Yes, speech can incite people, and speech can make you hate people for no reason. And we have to realize that anybody could say anything, and they could accuse anybody of anything. But unless you have documented facts, and you have audio, and you have video, and you can back up your statements with facts and with evidence, then I wouldn't pay too much attention to a lot of the speech that's going on today, because I'm a person that I like evidence. I don't like just 100% somebody said so. If I have audio and I have video, especially of the person actually saying it, then I could say, yeah, that's true, because they actually said it and it wasn't taken out of context. But if somebody says they said it and you don't have any evidence, I'm not going to take it at 100% value, because I want evidence. I want evidence to back up the testimony. I want to see proof that things actually happened and people actually said things. And remember, I think it was Shakespeare that said that the pen is mightier than the sword. So what people say, and you can see it's apparent in these days that we're living in, is that they don't want people saying things. But they should still have a right to say it. I might not agree with what they're saying, but they still have a right to say it, except when it comes to the word of God, of course. And that's different. When it's political speech, that's a whole other thing, because they have their First Amendment rights. But when we're talking about the Word of God, we have to hold people accountable for what they say there, because we're talking about people's eternal destinies, and it's not anything to play with. But anyway, it's a strange day we're living in, and we need to be careful of or be mindful anyway to stick close to the Lord in these days, and to stick close to people that are like-minded, people we can trust, but ultimately trust God. You know you can trust God, because sometimes people can turn on you. They might say, well, you know, I don't really like what they're saying or what they believe. And they can turn on you like a rattlesnake. So the best thing is to put your faith and your trust in the Lord in these days, and stay in the Word of God. Read the Word of God for yourself so you know what God's Word says, and you won't be deceived. If you do that, you won't be deceived. Nobody will be able to deceive you. And no matter what goes on in this world, and we don't know what we're going to face, we just don't know what we're going to face, with what kind of financial calamity. Oh, I can see some financial problems up ahead. There's definitely going to be some financial problems as everything starts falling apart, because how much can you take of lockdowns and closed businesses and people unemployed and higher taxes, higher everything? Every day, the price of things are going up and up and up. And once the energy prices start to go up, especially with all these shutdowns of oil drilling, and when energy prices go up, then it affects your electricity, affects your home heating. It affects a lot of things, trucks bringing food. So then prices go up and up and up, and people are already stretched to the limit out there. But no matter what, we have to put our trust in God, and we have to cry out to God to meet our needs, and not to some pastor asking you to come up and put some money in their hand. That's not gonna cut it in these days that we're coming into. I don't think any of us thought in our wildest dreams that we would be going through these days. And I used to say it. I used to say, I wonder when they're going to take us off the air. If there's ever going to be a time when they censor us, where we won't be able to be on the internet. And I didn't really think I would see it in my lifetime. I really didn't. I knew it would probably happen, but I didn't think I would see it in my lifetime. And I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it. And I'm hearing about it in my lifetime. And it's hard to believe. It's hard to believe that we're actually here in these times. But we're here. And we're going to have to get through it. As long as God leaves us on this earth, and I don't know how much longer he's going to leave us here, we are going to have to endure whatever it is that we're going to have to endure. And we've only had a little taste of it. I firmly believe that. We've only had a little taste of it. And I know it doesn't bring joy to our hearts to think about what's up ahead. It definitely doesn't. But I have to say to myself, God, I'm totally dependent on you, because I don't know what I would do without you. I don't know what people do without Jesus. I don't know how they get through life. I don't know how they get through trials. People tell me, I was talking to someone yesterday, and they were telling me, and this is a business person, and they were saying, people are going crazy out there. Yeah, I can imagine they are, because they don't have any hope, and they don't have anybody to put their trust in. If they don't have Jesus to trust and to take care of them and to pour their hearts out to him and cry out to him for help, then who are they going to trust? Who are they going to rely on? If you don't have hope, the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. And it does. It makes the heart sick when you have no hope. But anyway, that's our program for today. And I just want to say God bless you all. I want to thank everybody that listens to the program. We're here, and we'll be here as long as the Lord allows us to be here. Thank God we have our website, propheticnews.com. We have our YouTube channel under Susan Puzio and Greedy Preachers TV. And we also have our books on Amazon, the two books, the Paula White book, Paula White, Heretic in the White House, the miracle-selling huckster who became the spiritual advisor to the world's most powerful man. And our book, Seed Faith, Can a Man Bribe God? Those books are there on Amazon. And also, if you want to email me, you can email me, susan@propheticnews.com. I will read your email and I will answer you. So that's susan@propheticnews.com. And don't forget, I'm closing down my Twitter. That's a personal decision. Some people want to stay on, that's fine. But for me, I've had enough of what's going on over there at Twitter. So you can follow me at some of the other places, and you can always hear me here at Blog Talk Radio. But God bless you. And remember, the most important thing today is, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Jesus said that you must be born again. And first you're born of your mother, and then you must be born again of the Spirit of God. all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Some people say, well, I don't sin. I'm a good person. Well, you're not good enough. And you know you're not good enough. No. And Romans 10 says that confession is made with the mouth unto salvation. So you have to confess your sins. And he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins, no matter what you've done. No matter what you have done, he will forgive you and he will forget about it. And you can forgive yourself and go on with your life. And you can't find peace in a liquor bottle or in a pill bottle or in a relationship. You can only find peace through the Prince of Peace. You can only find joy when you get the joy of the Lord. That's the only way you can really find joy. And you can know that when you die, you're going to heaven. You can know that. Heaven is a real place. And we know that our life is but a vapor here. We're here today and gone tomorrow. So give your life to Jesus today. You will never, never regret it. Never. God bless you.